Today we're starting a new sugya on grandparents and grandchildren. The relationship between grandparents and grandchildren. Where does it apply in halacha? So the reason why this is a sugya in Makos is if you look in Makos Tav Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes a brisa, Tani Chada. We have one brisa that says, Av Shaharag Bino Nasalo Goel Adam. If a father kills, then his son can become a Goel Adam. V'tanya idach, and we have another brayz that says ain benonas a gol adam. If a father kills b'shogeg, the son cannot be a gol adam. So that's the question: can a son kill his father as a gol adam? If my father killed my relative, can I be a gol adam to kill my father? That's the question. Machlokas. It sounds like a stira between two brayzes. So says the Gemara, Lema HaRav Yossi HaGlili VaHaRav Yakiva. Maybe it's Machlokas Tanoim, Rav Yossi HaGlili and Rav Yakiva. Meaning, since we have a Machlokas Rav Yossi HaGlili and Rav Yakiva, whether there's a mitzvah biyad Goel Adam or it's only Rishus, so if you hold that a Goel Adam is a mitzvah to kill the relatives, so you say, okay, so that mitzvah will outweigh the consideration that he's my father. Normally I'd want to have rachmanas on my father, but if I have a mitzvah to do, there's someone I have to respect more than my father, and that's a ribono shel olam, right? So if your father asks you to violate something that says in the Torah, you're not allowed to listen to him. You have to listen to what it says in the Torah. We have to honor God more than we honor our father. So if you have a mitzvah, then even though it's a tremendous disrespect to your father to kill him, but nevertheless, if there's a mitzvah to do so, that would win. Whereas if you hold that it's only rishos, it's only optional. Well, I shouldn't violate Kibbut Aveim just to do a Dvar Rishos, just to do something that's optional. So maybe that's the Yishuv of the two Brises. Says the Gemara, no. Vitizra. Bein lemandir mitzvah, bein lemandir Rishos, mishari. Vam rabba rafuna, v'chein tandbir b'shmal, l'kol eina ben nasa shliach la'aviv, la'koso, ul'kaloso, chutz mimeitzis, shayim ratol lo'sachmov, lo'schase olav. That if it were a mitzvah, do you think that would make it mutter? Just because it's a mitzvah for a Goel Adam to kill to kill the murderer, you think that would make it mutter to kill your father? So I'll prove to you that it doesn't. Let's say your job in Beis Din, you work for Beis Din, and since you are a there's machlokas later in the Masechta, whether who Beis Din hires to do the whipping. Do we hire like the biggest bulvan of a guy, you know, who has, the Gemara says, one opinion is, you hire a guy with the smallest brain and the biggest brawn. And the other one says, no, let's go the opposite. Let's take a guy with a big brain and little brawn. You know, you don't want him to cause too much damage. So whatever it is, you're the guy that gets hired. Whoever you are, whichever shita you want to classify yourself as, you're the guy that gets hired as the one to give the malchus. And lo and behold, your father comes into Beis Din one day and he's convicted of a crime for which he deserves Malkus. So it's your job. So should you be the one to do the Malkus? Says the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin, and the Gemara quotes it over here, the Mishnah Sanhedrin, I think it is, that Lakol, it's time to be Rishon, Lakol ain't a ben nasa shliach lav lakos al kalla. So you're not allowed to be the shliach Beis Din Tehidim. Aye, but it's a mitzvah. The Shliach Beis Din is doing a mitzvah, it's his obligation, so shouldn't that outweigh the Kibbut Av? Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't outweigh the Kibbut Av. Let someone else do it. It's not your business to do, unless the father's a Mesis. Because specifically by a Mesis, what's a Mesis? A guy who gets other people to do Avodah Zarah. That's considered a particularly heinous crime. That's a crime that we dafka have a mitzvah in the Torah. Lo sachma, lo sachase alav. Normally our attitude toward people who would otherwise be chayiv misa is that we do whatever we can to get them off the hook. We have a pasuk, v'yitzilu ha'eda. Do whatever you can not to punish them. But when it comes to a mesis, we throw the book at him. Do whatever you can to punish him. Do whatever you can to catch him, to chap him, and make sure he gets punished. So in that situation, if it's a father who's a mesis, then lo sachmav lo sachasalav, then you can carry out the punishment. But other than that one rare occurrence, in every other situation, a child has no business being the one to punish his father, even though it is a mitzvah. So the Gemara sounds like it's saying very clearly that even if there's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill the murderer, If it's your father, you may not do it. Gemara answers, so what do we do with the braisa that says you should do it? El lo kasha, habibino, lahabiben bino. It depends who the murderer was. Was it your father or was it your grandfather? If the murderer was your father, you may not kill him. Even if it's a mitzvah to kill, you may not kill him. But if the murderer was your grandfather, then you may kill him. Now the truth is, I already biased the reading over here. You could have read this Gemara in any number of ways, but I already biased you to say, well, first of all, that habibno v'habiben bino means that your father you're allowed to kill, you're not allowed to kill, and your grandfather you are. You could have just as easily said that your father you're allowed to kill and your grandfather you're not allowed to kill. One could have argued that way. No? Why would you argue that way? What? Why would you argue that it's better to kill your father than to kill your grandfather? Maybe your grandfather's on a higher level than your father. Maybe your grandfather, right? You go, we believe in Yerida's Hadoros. So he who's higher up in your chain should get a higher level of kavod, maybe. Maybe. But again, I already biased you because I read it like Rashi, that the mitzvah is, even though there's a mitzvah, biyad gol adam, to kill, you would not do it to your father. Now, what was the Gemara's question? What was the Gemara's proof that you would not do it to your father? How do we prove it? From the case of Sanhedrin, right? From the case of working for the Sanhedrin. Why is that a shver proof? Not so pashut that that's a good proof. We said, you can't be the Shliach Bezin to whip your father. And therefore, it must be that you can't be a Gol Adam to kill your father either. Why is that a difficult proof? Let's say you're not the Shliach Bezin. What's going to happen to your father? He's going to get whipped anyway. Who's going to do it? Oh, I'll find someone. I'll find another Bulvan. I'll find someone else to do it. What if you're not going to be the Gol Adam? No one's else. Well, right, Pashas, I mean, depends how large your family is, right? But it could be that no one else is going to do it. So what this relates to is the discussion we had previously. When there's no eligible Goel Adam, does Beis Din appoint someone else to be a Goel Adam? L'chora, this Kasha is only a good, this Raya is only a good Raya if we're working with the assumption that there always has to be a Goel Adam. Misha ain lo goel, Beis Din memanin. If you don't have a goel adam, Beis Din appoints a goel adam. Does that even mean if you have a goel adam, but he has a technicality that he can't do it because he happens to be your son, that Beis Din's going to appoint another goel adam? L'chora, this raya only makes sense if someone is going to be able to be a goel adam. Otherwise, the raya is not a good raya, because in the case of the Sanhedrin, your father's going to get malchus anyway. One way or the other, your father's going to get malchus. Now, why is it that you're not allowed to hit your father if you're the shliach Beis Din? What's the svara that you're not allowed to hit your father? Why is it l'kol ena ben nasa shliach l'kosu l'kol loso? You're not allowed to be the shliach to hit him and to curse him. What's the consideration? What's the problem? Why can't you be the one to do it? Kibrave. But what about the fact that we said before that there's a mitzvah to do it, and if there's a mitzvah, so it's like your father's telling you not to do a mitzvah. Kibrave doesn't apply to makom mitzvah. Father tells you not to. Your dad's not the one not telling you to do it. So what if it's not your father telling you not to do it, but... very good. So here's the question. When do we say mitzvah babavera? Right? And when do we say, no, this just isn't called kibur aveim anymore? Because kavod shechina beats kibur aveim. Would you say that it's a mitzvah babavera, or would you say kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'm supposed to do his mitzvahs? So what this might mean over here is that, let's say your father never asked you to do an Avera, but the only way to honor him would be to do an Avera. He never asked you to do it. But the only way to not disrespect him would be to do an Avera. Would you then be mechayiv to do an Avera? So typically I think we assume no, that it's the Kavod HaShechina that wins. So maybe the whole Gemara only works if there's not going to be any pigam in the Kavod HaShechina. Let's say you don't do your job that day. So what's Beis Din going to do? They'll get someone else to do it. It's Efshar B'Yarachir. Someone else could do it. So the mitzvah of serving Hashem is going to happen. It's not a pigam in the Kavod HaShechina because that mitzvah is still going to happen. I mean, the whole Raya only works because there's another possibility of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is going to be fulfilled. Hashem's will is still going to be fulfilled over there. You won't do it, someone else will do it. And mainly you have to say the same thing over here, that somehow the idea of Gol Adam, if it's a mitzvah, will get fulfilled by somebody somehow. But what's most important about this Mara Makom, that this Gemara over here, is the comment of Rashi. And this is all the Achronim make a very big deal out of this Rashi. Elo kasha habi bino habi ben bino. Haditanya ein bino nasa gol adam, bibno shal rotseach ka amar. When we said that a son cannot be a gol adam, we're talking about the son of the murderer. Vahaditanya bino nasa lo gol adam, bibno shal harug ka amar. When we say that a son does become a gol adam, we're talking about the son of he who was murdered, the victim. Shu ben bino shel rotzeach, and that assumes that you are the grandson of the murderer. Veinu musar al kvodo. So you have no chiyuv to honor him. So what happened? Zaidi killed daddy. Now you want to know, can you kill Zaidi? In that case, the answer is yes. You can kill Zaidi. Why, says Rashi? Ve'eno muzar al kvoda. What does that mean? You have no chiyuv kavod for Zaidi. Your chiyuv kavod is for your father, it's not for your grandfather. So if your father is the murderer, you're not allowed to kill him. Because you have a chiyuv kavod. And that's what we're assuming. It's the chiyuv kavod that's going to be docha the mitzvah. What if your father kills your grandfather? Yeah? Oh, good. What if your father kills your brother? Yes, yeah, so no, so what would be the, so it should be partial that you're not allowed to. You're Musar in the cupboard of your father. But come up with a different case over here. What's he saying? What's the case of the grandfather where you're allowed to kill the Zaidi? Zaidi killed daddy, so you're allowed to kill Zaidi. You're not Musar in cupboard of Zaidi. What if Zaidi killed your brother? This is maybe what you meant to say. What if Zaidi killed your brother, not your father? Your little brother. Or Zaidi killed your son or your wife. Let's say your father's not around. Zaidi killed your brother and your father's not around. Would you have a mitzvah to kill Zaidi? What I'm trying to get at over here, I'm not being clear. When Rashi says there's no chiyuv kavod for the grandfather when the grandfather killed your father, is it because he killed your father and your primary level of kavod is for your father and the only way to honor your father over here is by standing up for him and killing his murderer? But if your Zaidi would have killed your brother, you have no chiyuv kavod for your brother. So on that level, you still would have to respect your Zaidi. I mean, it's not that there's no chiyuv kavod for your Zaidi. There is a chiyuv kavod for your Zaidi. But not at the expense of the kavod of your father. He killed your father. You got to... Avenging your father's blood is also kavod. That's kavod for your father. So that's going to trump the kavod of the Zakein. Or are we saying no? Rashi's just saying there's no chiyuv kavod for a grandfather, period. You never have to think about it. So if your grandfather killed a relative of yours, just kill him. Nothing to do with the cover of your father. Your father could be out of the picture entirely. There's just no chiv covered for a grandfather. Two ways you could read Rashi. Is Rashi saying ve'enu musral kvodo ever? Or is Rashi saying ve'enu musral kvodo here in this case? Well, how does he say it? Bibno shel harug ka'amar. You are the son of the harug. Why did Rashi have to say that? Why not say you are the brother of the harug? He says, when the Braisa says, Beno Nasa lo Goel Adam, the son becomes a Goel Adam, it means Beno Shalorg. Why didn't Rashi just set up the case that you're the brother of the Harim? So there's an obvious reason why Rashi couldn't say that. Because he's got to fit into the words of the Braisa. We started with a stira in two Braisas. Remember, we had one Braisa that says, Av Shaharag Beno Nasa lo Goel Adam. And then we had another one that says, Ein Beno Nasa lo Goel Adam. So whatever you're going to say the case is where you become a Goel Adam, the word Beno has to make sense. His son becomes a Goel Adam. Whose son? If Zaidi killed your brother, it doesn't make sense to say Beno Nasa lo Goel Adam. Whose son? It's neither the Zaidi's son nor the brother's son. So Rashi has to set it up where Zaidi killed your father. Where the Zaidi killed the daddy, right? That's where Beno, the victim's son, can become a Goel Adam. Yeah. What if your mother killed your father? Right, so this would be a good... You know what? Before we get to the all these hypotheticals, because keep that in mind, let's take a step back for a second and say, if there is a chiyuv to honor a grandfather, what is the mechayev? Why? Where does that chiyuv come from? What's the nature of that chiyuv? And with that, once we can answer that and at least lay out the possibilities, we'll be able to come up with lots of nafkaminas. Meaning what Rashi seems to be saying over here is there's no chiyuv of a grandfather. Or, at least in this case, there's no chiyuv of a grandfather. Let's say, for argument's sake, there's some sort of chiyuv to honor a grandparent. What would be the mechayev? What would be the nature of that chiyuv? It doesn't say it anywhere in the Chumash. Remarkably, by the way, it doesn't say anywhere in Shas. There's no Gemara anywhere that says that you have a chiyuv to honor a grandparent. Which is wild, because the Gemara darshans from Sukkim that you have a chiyuv to honor your big brother and your stepfather and you know, all these cases. No Gemara that says anything about a grandparent. Who would you have thought intuitively there's a greater chiyuv to honor? Your big brother or your grandfather? Grandfather, you would imagine, would come before big brother. You'd imagine would come before stepfather also. You'd imagine would come before in-laws. But it doesn't. Doesn't say it anywhere in Shas. So that's something we have to deal with also. Why doesn't it say it anywhere? If there's a chiyuv, why doesn't it say it anywhere? Are we assuming... Now, there are two reasons why something might not be said in general. Sometimes halacha is not said because... What are the two possibilities? It's so obvious. And the other possibility is... It's not true. It's not said because it's not a halacha. So, obviously, they're going to be poskim that say both. Oh, it doesn't say it in Shas because it's not true. It doesn't say it in Shas because it's so obvious. One man's, what do they say? I forgot already. One man's enochinami is another man's abducto ad absurdium or something like that. Sorry, I don't know the Latin words. Whatever. You know, like when people say akasha. But if you say that, then you're going to say this, and that's crazy. And someone else will say enochinami. Yeah, you'll say exactly that. Meaning, what might be obvious to one person will be ridiculous to somebody else. And false to somebody else. So, Nu, what's the mechayev? If there is a chiyuv of kibud of your grandfather, what is the mechayev? Why would you have to honor it? What do you mean it's the father? It's a way of honoring your father. In the sense that your father likes it when you honor your grandfather. Just like doing nachas ruach, when your father's hungry, giving him food is kibbutz because he likes food. When your grandfather's around, honor your grandfather because your father likes it. That's one possibility. So you're suggesting that kibbutz doesn't just mean father. B'nei banim areim kibbanim. Right, just like we say, "Bnei banim areim kibbanim, avi avos hareim kavos." Father means someone that you descend from, someone but for whom you wouldn't exist, is what the Torah means by av. why do we have to have a special drasha to tell me about your stepfather and your brother? Because you don't descend from them. But someone that you descend from is part of the definition of Av. Could be. So again, so far two possibilities. It makes your father happy. It's one possibility. Part of the definition of Av is anyone from whom you descend. Another possibility. Any other possibilities? You seem to have been saying something else. You weren't happy with the way I was explaining your... It's not just that it makes your father happy. You wanted to say something else, it sounded like.
No?
More similar to that. Okay, that's just that's your father. How about this? Your father asks you for a glass of water and your mother asks you for a glass of water. What do you do? Father first. Why? Because I know what you want to say. You want to say that we're a sexist religion. We don't like women. It's not true. That's not the reason. What? I will tell you not true. Because it says by Mora, Aim, and then Av in the Chumash. So the Gemara says because the mother has a chiv to honor the father, her husband. So since she has a chiv to take care of him, and you have a chiv to take care of both of them, so whoever she has a chiv to take care of, that's it. If they're divorced, what do? So the Gemara says, you put it down somewhere in the middle and run away. they're equals. They're equals if they're divorced. But what do you see from there? The Gemara is setting up a framework whereby anyone that your parent has to honor, you have to honor them before your parent. Right? Because your parents, it's like Shibud ad Rabbi Nasan. The Gemara has in a couple of places in Shas this concept that if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, Levi can collect straight from Reuven. So just like in Din Mamonos, you have this concept of Shibud ad Rabbi Nasan. Just like in you have this concept of Shibud ad Rabbi Nasan in Din Mamonos. In Din Mamonos, you have this concept of Shibud ad Rabbi Nasan. Maybe in Chiyuv Kavod also. That it's a transitive property, right? That it skips over the middle step. So why do you have to honor your grandparent? Because your father has to honor your grandparent. So instead of honoring him, honor the grandparent. Right? It's a third possibility what the Mechayev is. Fourth possibility might just be some level of Hakaras HaTov. That you come from him, you descend from him, so maybe that's not the definition of Av, but it's a heightened level of Hakaras HaTov that you have to have for him more than you would have for anybody else. For another old man, you know? Or for anyone else that does good for you, because he's done a greater good for you in that you exist because of him. So all sorts of possibilities. Every case we're going to come up with could be enough Kamina, meaning you can come up with dozens of enough Kaminas. Let me ask you something. Your father asks you for a glass of water and your grandfather asks you for a glass of water. Who do you get a glass of water for first? If I'm chayv in the cover of my father, but my father's chayv in the cover of my grandfather, so then it should be just like the mother-father situation where you should get it for the grandfather. What do you mean?
I mean, there's more reason that case to be the father.
Because you have a direct chiv to the father. Good. But let's play out the possibilities. If it's a din of Hakaras HaTov or whatever, then clearly chiv kibrav beats out a chiv of Hakaras HaTov. If it's part of the definition of Av, like you were saying, that it's all one definition, then probably whoever you want.
One is direct, one is extended.
Okay. So you're saying that father would still be a greater chiyuv. If it's what makes your father happy, let's say sometimes families are complicated. Let's say your father doesn't like your grandfather, doesn't talk to him, does not want you respecting your grandfather. So if it's all about what does nachas ruach to your father, then there would be no chiyuv kavod. If it's about, but your father's chayiv in the cover of your grandfather, like it or not, he is chayiv, then you should be mechabed the grandfather. Karas Tov should be mechabed, and you can have all sorts of nafkaminas. Let's take the Gaal Adam case. Gaal Adam, you have a chiva being mechabed your father, and that's why you're not allowed to kill your father as a Gaal Adam. And what we suggested is at least a possibility that the heter to kill your grandfather as a Gaal Adam is only if he killed your father, because that gufa is the cover of your father. They being mechabed your father by killing your grandfather, by avenging your father's blood. What if your grandfather killed your mother? Right? Your grandfather killed your mother. So l'chora, you have to avenge your mother's blood. Right? But what if your father killed your mother? Would we say, okay, so it's a 50-50, whichever one? You can, you cannot, you know, you could choose. Because your chiv to avenge your mother's blood is the same as your chiv not to kill your father? So this may all boil down again to how we understand the chiv of a grand, the chiv covered of a grandfather, and what exactly Rashi is telling us over here. So, to start the sugya of covered for a grandparent, this is the second most prominent source of covered for a grandparent. Makos Daf Yud Beis, second most prominent source. The most prominent source is Rashi on Chumash. Rashi on Chumash tells us, for some reason I didn't put it in the Mar Makamos here, but it's a, well, we have Chumashim. Tells us about Yaakov Avinu. I'll give you all the primary sources first, and then we'll make our analysis. Pasuk says, "Vayizbach zvachim lelokei aviv Yitzchak." He slaughtered karbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak. Zakt Rashi. Chayiv Adam b'kavod aviv yoser mi b'kavod zikna. This Bereishis Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Aleph Parshas Vayigash. He's chayiv in the covenant of his father more than the covenant of his grandfather. Lefichach tala b'Yitzchak v'lo b'Avram. That's why he's called the God of his father Yitzchak, not the God of his father Avram, because invoking the name of Yitzchak is more important over here. Because he's chayiv in the covenant of his father more than the covenant of his grandfather. So all the Achronim are Medayik from Rashi, more than the covet of his grandfather. But there is a covet that he owes his grandfather. It's just that the covet of the father is greater. That's the Diyuk from Rashi. Okay? So far we have two sources. We have our Gemara Makos Daf Yud Beis says that you cannot be a Gaal Adam for your father, but you can be for your grandfather. And Rashi explained that's because there's no Chiyuv covet for a grandfather. Rashi and Chumash, quoting a Medrash, says that you have to be mechabed a father more than a grandfather. Sounds like there is a chiyuv kavod for a grandfather, right? And then a third primary source is Gemara in Sota. Last daf in Sota, daf mem tesa medala. Strange story. Gemara tells us Rav Acha bar Yaakov itbal be Rav Yaakov bar Barte. Rav Acha bar Yaakov raised his daughter's son. His son, this is source number 18. His son, his daughter's son, his grandson Yaakov, probably named after his father, right? Rav Acha bar Yaakov raised his grandson Yaakov, his daughter's son. Ki gadol, when Yaakov got a little older, Amrle, the Zaydi said, Ashki and Maya, I'd like a drink of water. Please get me a drink of water. Amar lo, lav brichana. Says, I'm not your son. V'hayna damriyinshi, Rabbi Rabbi bar bar techana. That's what people say, I'm your daughter's son. What's he saying? I don't have to honor you. I'm your grandson, I'm not your son. Yeah.
Stepfather is not your real father, but
Very good. So you're a step ahead of me. Good. At least a step ahead of me. First step is, and what the Achronim says, oh, you see that you don't have to honor a grandfather because he said, I'm not honoring you. But wait a second. If we were to take this Gemara at face value, it would mean you wouldn't have to honor a stepfather. It would mean you wouldn't have to honor an adopted father. And that's not true. Stepfather, we have a special drasha to only have to honor your stepfather. Because at the very least, he was a stepfather, right? He raised him. Isn't that why you honor a stepfather? So it could be no. It could be that's not why you honor a stepfather. One could argue why. Why do you honor a stepfather? It's covered for your mother. And over here, obviously, the mother wasn't alive. Otherwise, the grandfather wouldn't have raised him. So there's no cover for the mother anymore by honoring the grandfather. There may be other ways of being mechayev. There's definitely a chiv covered after someone dies, after a parent dies. Gemara says a beferish in kiddushin, mechayev do mechayev, mechayev do lachrimoso. But it seems that the nature of the kavo changes. That when the parent is alive, the Gemara says machilo, mashkeyu, we give him to eat, to drink, clothing, whatever. When they die, you say hareni kaparis mishkava, zichrono levracha. You speak about them in reverential terms. Really, that's the chiv kavod. It just changes. So maybe honoring the grandparents is no longer chiv kavod. But the Gemara also tells us, when you raise somebody, it's as if they're your kid. In what sense is it as if they're your kid? So Shlomo Kluger writes in his commentary to Ibn Ezer and Shulchan Aruch that maybe it's a partial kiyum mitzvah pruvu. Phenomenal, no? A couple can't have children, Rachman al Tzlan. What are they to do? So it used to be the Shulchan Aruch says, get divorced. After 10 years, right? Shalim Mishto, Ezra Shanim, and they don't have any children. Megarisha, try again. We don't do that, though. So Shlomo Kluger says, adopt. And that's a partial key mitzvah peruvu. That itself is partial key mitzvah peruvu. Maral and Chumash. Unbelievable Maral. What happens? Paro knows, the astrologers tell him, that a boy is going to be nolad to the Jewish people. It's going to save Klal Yisrael. So he makes a decree, okay, all Jewish boys in the river. All Jewish boys should be killed. And then they tell him, you know what? It's not coming through so clear. It might even be just a boy that's going to be born, not necessarily to a Jewish mother, that's going to save Klal Yisrael. So all boys born that day in the river, Paro makes a decree. Even the Egyptian women who have children, who have boys that day, all of them. So Maral says, how did the astrologers mess that one up and not see that it was a Jewish kid? Says Maral, because the stars were telling them that it was the child of an Egyptian woman. You know why the stars were telling them that? Because when you raise a child, it becomes your child. Moshe was raised by the Bas Paro. So the reality of the Metzius of the Olam reflected that halacha. The physical world reflects the halacha. And it's Ki'ilu, he was the child of the Bas Paro. Pretty startling morale, no? But one could argue that this Gemara should not be taken lahalach. Because come on, I mean, he's obviously wrong over here. It could be that he was saying, I'll get you the water, but, you know, let's have this conversation in terms of what kind of... I want to know what the nusach of my l'shem yichud should be, my hinni muchan mezumen. Should I say hini muchan mezumen l'kayim mitzvahs kibrav, or hini muchan mezumen l'kayim mitzvahs akar satov, l'kayim mitzvahs whatever? But of course I'll get you the water. Maybe that's what happened. And he was saying, I'm not going to say kibrav because it's clearly not a mitzvah of kibrav. So again, primary sources, Makostav Yud Bey is no chiyuv of cover of your grandparent. Rashi says, Rashi and Chumash, yes chiyuv, but it's on a lower level. Gemara Sota, no chiyuv. Sounds like there's another possibility, right? So far we saw sources same yes chiyuv but on a lower level and no chiyuv at all. There are two other possibilities. There's a possibility that it's the same chiyuv, and there's a possibility that it's a greater chiyuv. Why would you say greater chiyuv? Because the father is chayiv in the cover of the grandfather. So it might be a greater chiyuv. Those possibilities don't seem to appear. So what we have to figure out is, are those possibilities not possibilities? And how are we miyashev? Rashi versus Rashi. Rashi and Chumash versus Rashi and Makos. What do we do about that? So, to get started in the sugya, the Maharik was asked about Kaddish. A grandchild wanted to say Kaddish for a grandparent. So what? Let him say Kaddish. Say Kaddish whoever you want. You know, what's the big deal? There are lots and lots of tshuvas, pages and pages and pages of tshuvas in all of the Achronim and the Rishonim about Kaddish. Who gets to say Kaddish for who? Who cares? Just say Kaddish. What's the big deal? Why was this a big deal? This was huge. This was very sensitive. What? Only one person said Kaddish. Because the reason it was a big deal is because if you were saying Kaddish, it meant someone else wasn't. In every shul, they had only one person saying Kaddish. The Yekkes still have this minhag, I think. In Washington Heights, you go to Breuer's, only one person says Kaddish. So if you're still going to have that minhag, and only one person can say Kaddish, so by allowing person A to say Kaddish, means person B will not say Kaddish. It's like we have with taking the Amud. Assuming they don't make 1,000 break-off minyanim to satisfy everybody. So they're Dine Kedima. Who gets to take the Amud? Who gets to say Kaddish? So someone comes in shul says, I want to say Kaddish, I have yard sight. You know those people? They always have yard sight. How many parents did you have? How many yard sights did you possibly have? Well, I have this Zayden, I have the Elta Zayden, I have this one, I have that. So when do we give them the omen? When don't we? So says Marik, Nir lani yazdaiti, da'afilu ayinu omrim shiyesh lomar Kaddish bavor zikno zikno so de b'nei bada merim kabanim. Even if you're going to say that you say Kaddish for a grandparent because B'nai B'nai Mariam Kibbonim, he called Malkom Lo'avu Kibbonim Mamish. Still, it's not Kibbonim Mamish. So right off the bat, he tells us, the possibility that we suggested, that a grandfather is exactly the same as a father, name. Grandfather's not the same as a father. He may be up there, but he's not the same as a father. V'yeshol L'ben L'itol Yosemi Ben Aben. And therefore, a son gets the right to say Kaddish instead of a grandson. V'zeh Dover Pashut. Obvious. So he says, Chiddush number one, that he takes as a davar pashut, saying Kaddish is all about the chi of kavod. Shayamu aposkim, sheshnei achim noktum shnei chalakim b'kaddish mishum shekal echad chayiv b'kavod avim. Says the raya that it's about the chi of kavod. What else would it be about? Saying Kaddish, if it's not about kavod, your chiyuv of kavod. What's the other possibility? So you could argue that it's about a tikkun for the neshama. It's that this neshama left behind a chiyuv to have it be mesukan, to have it be, you know, taken care of. What's nafkamina? Whether it's about our chiyuv toward it or its own chiyuv. A guy leaves 5 children, someone else left 1 child. How do they take turns with the Kaddish? One of these children, then that child, one of these children, then that child, one of these children, then that child? Meaning, do they split between the 2 neshamas 50-50? Or do they split between the 6 avelim evenly? If it's about your personal chi of kavod, well, each and every sibling has the same chi of kavod, right, as their own chi of kavod. So it should be split 6 ways evenly. But if it's about the tikkun for the neshama, so every neshama deserves the same tikkun. So he says it's chi of kavod. It's not tikkun for the neshama. It's about your chi of kavod, which is a chiddush. I would argue that the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he says against this chiddush, not explicitly, but implicitly. I'm not going to have time to say it now, so remind me tomorrow to start with that Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva that's against this Chiddush. But, says the Maharik, since it's all Tali in the Chi of Kavod, so, and the Raya is that Shnei Achim Noltim Shnei Chalakim B'Kaddish Mishim Shechal Achim Chayiv B'Kavod Aviv, you split it 6 ways. Or in the case of it's 2 brothers on one side and one child of somebody else, you split it 3 ways. So nira sheben aben sheein chayiv bekavol zikno. There's no chiyuv of a grandchild having chavod for a grandfather. Shari lo matzina b'shul makom. She's chayiv el bekavod aveim. What's my raya? There's no gemara in shas that says that you chayiv to honor a grandparent. So it must be it doesn't exist. And especially since there are gemaras all over the place that tell us about a stepfather, eshes aviv, a stepmom, and about older brothers and things like that. Never about a grandfather. What about B'nai Banu Miriam Kibbanim? Doesn't that count for something? No. It never says Avi Avos Harein Ka'avos. It only says B'nai Banu Miriam Kibbanim. That's going to be another point of contention. How literally do we take B'nai Banu Miriam Kibbanim? And by literally I mean not just does it mean that grandfather is the same as father. What I mean by that is, how precise is the language, B'nai Banu Miriam Kibbanim? What about Avi Avos? Is that Ka'avos? What about B'nai Banos? Is that the same as Banim? Banos Banim! Is it only that B'nai Banim? So he says, B'nai Banu Miriam Kibbanim didn't prove. It's a din that if Rachmanel's son, a person's children are dead, but he has grandchildren already, that he doesn't have to replenish. He doesn't have to have more children. He's ready to Mekayim Pruravu. That's all it is. Nothing to do with Kavod. Nothing to do with Kavod. No Chi of Kavod, says the Mari. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. So, but remind me to start tomorrow with the Chassam Sofer. I think the Chassam Sofer is against the Mari.